Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. Today, you and I are talking on the Jay Garvin Show here, home and mortgage talk about the coronavirus correction, or as I like to say, the corona rate correction. Here's some of the facts. The coronavirus has been sweeping all newspaper and business articles, news stations, everything. In fact, it doesn't matter what the job numbers are right now. It doesn't matter what the employment, it doesn't matter what the GDP, any numbers, everything is coronavirus. And that comes directly from Tom Gillen, a friend of mine who's the executive vice president of secondary and buying in my mortgage company, Churchill. He's the one who buys all the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac paper so we can break it up and help you clients specifically. He said, Jay, it's all the coronavirus. I also listened to Barry Habib that says, man, was that a knee-jerk reaction to have that rate correction come? And if you're listening here with my power segment or you're listening to the podcast, you just have to sit back and take a common sense approach to this corona rate correction. And fear and anxiety is not a path that you want to go down. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. You can text me as well or go to churchillcolorado.com. Put your information on the right-hand side and say, Jay, I want to have a conversation about my investment property strategy. I want to have a conversation about my mortgage, and they say rates are falling. Is it a good time for me to refinance or purchase a house right now or not? And I'll have that conversation with you. You heard it here first. We're going to have another quarter of a point correction or more within the next 30 days. So the last thing you want to do is lock in a rate or commit to anything. You want to just sit back and watch. I actually believe that's what the Federal Reserve, which I call the 10 little dwarfs now with Jay Powell. It's not a federal agency. The funny thing about the Federal Reserve is it's nothing federal about it, and there is no reserve. It's actually a group of folks that manipulate, and their intent is good. United States isn't going to go into a recession anyways. I mean, if you're out there on the street and you knew what was happening in construction and real estate and mortgage, there's no way in the world. These projects are going, and there's 87 million millennials coming of age no matter what. In fact, if you're listening to this radio show or podcast, you should immediately set your calendars for the 4th of April and then also the 11th of April, because I'm going to do demographics in America and demographics in real estate, and coronavirus or not, this economy is going to continue to grow because we've got great policies with this administration and we have 87 million millennials coming to the market. But with the coronavirus, I do want to summarize with you guys that it is a tragedy. This virus has killed over 3,300 people already worldwide, but oh, there's already 200,000 people that have perished just this season alone by the flu strand virus, you know, influenza A, B, C, and D. This year, it's tragic. 10 people, 11 now, have already perished in the United States. 8 of them are like in one facility up in Washington, which is 8 too many. But there's going to be 36,000 people that die from the flu this year. So the media is hyping this up. I didn't say anything more in the show, but it's anything that's happening, they want to create tragedies because they're Super Tuesday and the Democratic candidates. They were complaining, Matt, that our president was too old at 73 years old. The two leading candidates are 78 and 77 years old. I mean, Bernie Sanders would be 79 if he went into office. That was like tragic. I mean, that was Ronald Reagan's age when he was coming out of 8 years of office. So the reality is this coronavirus is just a scare. Please mentally don't allow it to come into your thought process to consume you, or let alone into your body. But this is what I want to tell you with the markets. Bottom line, up front, absolutely no doubt, number one, take common sense prevention with the coronavirus. Check that off. Okay, keep it in perspective. Check that off. Now, thirdly, do not lock any of your mortgage interest rates right now, period. Don't do it. Call me at 719-330-1457. And this is a very time-sensitive show because here's some facts. 40% of Americans can't even make a $500 emergency payment for cash out of savings if they go without a paycheck for 1 month. So that means half of America is flat out broke, okay? And half of those people are the people helping you from the credit unions, the banks, the mortgage companies, the call centers. And that mentality of being broke in your own life makes you talk people into financial decisions that are unwise for a paycheck. And this goes for everybody. This goes for the salaried people. This goes for the commission people. They're just incentivized to help you make bad financial decisions because there's a paycheck next week and they have to get paid. And the last thing is, certainly don't lock your mortgage interest rate, because like I've said five times now here on this show, literally this morning, the 7th of March, my prediction is by the 27th of April, less than 2 months away, we are going to have another rate decrease, so that 3.5 or that 2.7 rate that you locked in could have been a full quarter of a point lower if you just had patience. And this comes from the same host that called you on the air and said in 2012, please buy properties. They're going to be pretty valuable in 2019. So there's a track record of counsel for you guys. And I study and take this so seriously, because I know that rates are going to go lower before they stabilize and go up. And you know why? Because there's a ripple effect in the economy where there's different closures in schools, there's closures in conferences, there's closures in travel, and all of that's going to come in the GDP and the quarterly numbers. So this thing has to play out. That's why I was so infuriated that Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve, and surprised, quite honestly, that an entire half a point interest rate was knocked off in one emergency session. I knew it was coming, but not a half a point. Barry Habib, if you go ahead and Google Barry Habib, you can see he's the only one that over a year ago, I didn't even predict that the Treasury markets would go below 1%. The lowest the Treasury markets have ever been, the 10-year Treasury, is like 1.4% closing on any day. In 2012, it happened twice, once in May and once in August. It happened once in 2016 on the weekend that Brexit was voted, July 5th. And then it hit it one time earlier this year during the impeachment and the onset of the coronavirus. Now, with this coronavirus, it has already went down below 1% and then down to 0.8. So there's more scare to come. So stay calm and call me at 719-330-1457 and sign up for my investment property class on the 17th of March, churchillcolorado.com, and stay positive. And like I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end, not the interest rates and not the coronavirus. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that he deliver it to you, because that's what I've received with the radio listeners, with you right now. Some people, you personally, that add value to me, and I receive thanks and gratitude every time you reach out to me. So call me at 719-330-1457. Go to churchillcolorado.com. There's only 6 seats left now. Sign up for my investment property class. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on Cardio News Radio.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.